from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jason Mackey is down in Dallas covering the All-Star Game, the Paul Skeens extravaganza starting tomorrow night. What a quick whirlwind type thing it's been for Skeens, drafted at number one overall, and now the best pitcher in baseball, 6-0, 1.90 ERA, and about to face Stephen Kwan and the rest of the American League's top hitters tomorrow, just for an inning, by the way. They did confirm that today. They're not going to stretch him out and have him do anything else. This isn't the 1970s like we just had Steve Blass on talking about. Jason, more than this All-Star Game event, we get asked a ton of questions about Skeens' future in Pittsburgh already, which seems premature, but fans don't want to ever lose this guy. Do you think there's already been contract talks between the Pirates and Skeens?
I would be surprised if that was the case, Andrew. It's so early. I can't imagine a setting where that would come up. I mean, I don't think either side would be against it.
Look at the kid in Milwaukee. He signed before he even played one day in the big leagues. It's happening now. Yeah. More and more.
Yeah, but he was in the organization for multiple years. I mean, Paul's been in the organization. He hasn't been in the organization for much more than a year.
Jason, when do you think, if he continues apace, that the team would start to broach these kinds of things? Say this year ends the way I think it's realistically capable of ending for him. National League Rookie of the Year. Obviously, he's going to be the All-Star Game starter. Top three finish at worst for the NL Cy Young. At what point does the team, you think, start to cautiously or not so cautiously open lines of dialogue on that front?
I mean, I think they would be doing their due diligence to do it immediately. Now. I mean, why wouldn't you make that call?
Well, no, if you think it's not happening now, though, do you think they might just wait till the season's over? They don't want to distract him.
Sure.
They don't, whatever.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And I mean, by immediately, Chris, I mean, yeah, it's kind of weird to bring that up right now, right? Like, you're in the middle of the season, but when the season ends, like, is that a proper time to bring it up? Yeah. I mean, I don't see a financial or logistical match or anything like that there, but I mean, would the Pirates be wrong or crazy to start talking or roll a ball out there and see what it looked like? Of course not. That makes a lot of sense for them.
Do you think when Skeens talks about the Pirates organization in Pittsburgh and how much he likes it and appreciates it and everything else, do you sense that to be genuine, Jason, or is that just a professional athlete knowing where his bread is buttered?
No, I do. I think it's genuine. I think it's absolutely genuine. Do I think it's the type of situation where Paul's going to sign for a massive hometown discount? No, at least not yet. I guess I should say I don't have a great read on that part of it. But I do think it's genuine. I think he appreciates what this place is about and how he's been treated. And I think from knowing Paul, one of the first discussions I ever had with him was about like the media culture and how it's kind of, I'd like to think, respectful of people's privacy and people's space. And I think he's found that to be true here. And I think a lot of athletes feel that way. Like, it's not oppressive, it's a pretty good media ecosystem. And I think he's appreciated that thus far. I know he's appreciated the city and going around and how he's been treated by people. And I know he loves PNC Park as well.
Jason, you've been around a lot of baseball players, pitchers, really a lot of young athletes, guys who are in their early 20s, who are basically in the top, 1/1,000,000 of 1% at what they do in the world. Can you put into perspective Skeens' approach to what he does relative to all those other guys you've covered as far as developing new pitches, just the way he goes about pitching and how that compares with anybody else you've seen in any other sport?
I've never seen anything like this, Chris. And I would, the only caveat I would attach to it is just that I did not cover Sidney Crosby at this age. I don't know what I was doing. I guess I was still in college or trying to break into the business. But, I mean, that's the only comparable I can come up with. I've never seen a young guy be so self-aware the way Paul is. And, I mean, even you put a 22-year-old in a setting like we saw today. You know, he's down on the first floor of Globe Life Field and all these people crowding. Like, he's just kind of looking around. Not in a cocky way. He's just, like, unfazed by it.
Where was your question? So we're hearing people ask about how hard you're going to throw your fastball tomorrow. We're seeing you. We're watching the whole thing and listening to it. I was waiting for a Jason Mackey question. You got stonewalled? You got shut out?
No, Yeah, I got stonewalled, but I mean, I'm not the only one, and I'm not going to die on that hill because I'll get my stuff privately. But yeah.
Congratulations on all your success. I didn't know that you had that access. Good for you. I guess that's part of the reason why you're down there.
I would say so, yeah.
Any update on the trade front now that they're at 500 and they're still in this wild card race? People want to know about that. What do you think?
I know. It kind of dies this time of the year. Just because everybody's mid-draft, man. Like, I think it's the third or fourth year in a row that they've done this, Andrew, and it creates a really difficult situation in the calendar. So, I mean, the short answer is no, there's not a huge update, but it's not because I don't expect something to happen or I don't think they'll pick up after this. I think the Pirates have put themselves in a very good situation. It's just right now every front office in baseball is 100% the draft.
Why don't they have the draft after the All-Star game, Jason?
I don't know. I've wondered that myself a lot. Like, you want to couple these events. I sort of get that. But, yeah, that would make sense, not simultaneously with it. It's a very odd thing. Maybe have the draft a little bit earlier. I feel like they could spread them out just some, and then you're not that backed in to the trade deadline. But I don't know, man. It's just every year this happens. You, like, have to shut down the trade stuff, and you hear front office people complaining about it. To me, there has to be a better way, but Major League Baseball seems pretty dead set on doing it this way. I don't get it either.
Jason, which Pirates player that's currently on the roster do you sense the front office has the most optimism for the rest of this season, that this player, underperforming player, is going to get it going? Is it Hayes, Sawinski? Which guy from that sort of grouping do you think that internally they feel like is going to break out?
That's a really good question, Chris. Probably Hayes, I would say. I think the temperature from the team standpoint on Hayes is maybe a little bit different than it is from a outside perspective. And I'm not sure they're wrong. Like, I do think it's in there as far as him getting healthy. I'm going to try to duck back into my closet. I know that's really loud in the background. This place is short on available places to talk. But I would say Hayes, and probably a close second would be Sawinski. And I think both are starting to find it a little bit. But, you know, if they can get Hayes going, man, that's probably the one knob you could turn that would make the most difference for them.
All right, Jason, enjoy Dallas, and we'll talk again next week. Thank you.
All right, guys, take care. Always a pleasure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.